There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Oh, hey, who's on today?
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I know you guys are all scrambling to turn off the radios. Come on, leave the radios on. You guys are so mean. Leave the radios on. All right. Now, you're going to learn something. Again, you're going to learn something. You always do. This is an interesting article. I was reading Fox News, and they have this article. Is your number of sex partners normal? I get asked that all the time. You know, Dr. Dahlia, am I having enough sex? Are we not having enough sex? Am I having too much sex? There's a lot of sex going on now, a lot more sex than used to be going on, because now we got all these Grinders and Timblers and Tumblers and Twitters and Facebooks and poking and emojiing going on, that people are meeting each other and stimulating each other text-wise, that people are hooking up a lot more. And not that I find any of the emojis very stimulating, although make a Michael Fassbender emoji and I'm ready to go. But I like to use the toilet and the poo-poo emoji all the time. Whenever my kids, you know, tell me something, like, I need to be picked up from school, you know, and I'm like, well, did you go potty? Like, Mom. So I send them the poo-poo and the toilet emoji. You know, go potty. Don't wait for me outside, because it's going to take me a while, because I have to finish up at the office. And I got to go potty myself, so just wait there and go potty. And that's interesting. Okay. So apparently you're trying to figure out if your number of sex partners you've had is pretty normal. Mine's really, really sad. I know a lot of you guys think I'm a hoochie mama, right? And I've had sex with everybody on my network, and no, not the case. In fact, you know, people on my network are very, very selective, okay? There's a Slate's new interactive calculator. Oh, hold on a sec. All right, someone's tweeting me. No tweeting. Come on, I'm trying to be understimulated so I could get through the show. There's a new Slate's interactive calculator, and it tells you if the number of people you slept with is a lot. By the way, I don't want you guys having a lot of sex and meeting people randomly. I mean, look at all the syphilis and chlamydia and HIV cases that have gone up. They say STDs have just skyrocketed since you guys are hooking up a lot. And, you know, hookups are not the, you know, safest way to be intimate. Safer to be intimate, date somebody, wait till you're married, and then do the hibbity-dibbity. But nobody does that. So what you do with this calculator is you plug in your age, your gender, the number of sex partners you've had since you were 18, and voila, you see where you stack up. All right, hold on a second. Let me see if I could calculate this. Okay, so they want my, sex history calculator. Okay, I want to see. Okay, so what is my gender? Female. They haven't found any testicles on me yet. Hold on a second. Okay, oh, now I got a pop-up. This is important. My husband wants to know, how old are you? 29. How many sex partners have you had since the age of 18? Well, if we're not counting before 18, maybe 3? Let me see. How do I stack up? I don't really remember. I told you guys, I don't really remember much about my first time. But my 11th birthday party the next day was pretty good. I'm better than 39% of my peers. Wow. And I'm married. See? They need to do one for married couples. All right, so anyway, I don't think you having had a lot of sex and hookups. What? That was like what? That wasn't even a big number. You know why? Because I'm 29. See, if they knew my real age, 28, that would be a little different. Next, compare your college self to a Harvard student. Apparently, there's called the Harvard Crimson. which surveys the school's graduating seniors and found that 58% started their freshman year as a virgin at Harvard. 21% had sex for the first time as a freshman, and 24% had absolutely no sex while at Harvard. I could see how that happens. As for the number of partners, 19% of men and 7% of women had 10 or more during their college career. Come on, people. That's too much. I say it's too much. If you take the Dr. Dahlia calculator, that's like way too much. 10 during your college career? They say, look at your generation's average. There's a recent study in the Archives of Sexual Behavior. They crunched 40 years of sexual data from more than 33,000 Americans, and it projects the millennials. Okay, here's the millennials. Millennials are people born between 1982 and 1999. You're a millennial. They project that you guys will have sex with about 8 different partners in your lifetime, but the Generation Xers will have 10 and baby boomers, 12. 12? I don't even want to think about how many sexual partners my mom had. I don't even want to think. She always told me she was a very, very good girl. So I'm just going to say one. Now you can consult the CDC for some of you guys scratching your heads to figure out if you're the average. Apparently, there is a National Health Statistics report published in 2012, including the number of sexual partners in the past 12 months. The most recent range was men had an average of 3.9 sexual partners per year, women 1.8. I would really love to meet the man that would be my 0.8. I would, you know, but anyway, that's what they average. And this was average on partners with whom the respondent had vaginal, oral, or anal sex. So, you know, we think that people are having sex every week. If a man engaged in any of those sexes only 3.9 times per past 12 months, we're not hooking up as much as people think we are. Now, some of you guys are like, I want a chart. Well, there is a chart. There's a 2010 National Survey of Sexual Health and Behavior. And I guess it was one of the most comprehensive sex studies, and it looked at the sex habits of 5,865 people aged 14 to 94, and you get an idea of where you rank. The problem is I really don't want to know my age. I don't care. To be honest, I really don't care. Oh, my. Oh, my. All right. They talk about receiving. They talk about inserting. Oh, Lord have mercy. You know, it is academic in nature. I'm looking myself up. Oh, man, I'm a nun compared to some of these people. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get
your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to all the guys at GCN that are making these dials, making the show happen and working the dials. All right, so, you know, there were a lot of headlines this week. Like, there was a blood pressure injection, like a blood pressure vaccine that looked like it worked really, really well in rats. And even though a lot of us don't give a damn about a rat's blood pressure, we kind of give a damn about our own blood pressure. So it was kind of nice to see that, you know, there could be something that possibly could be used in humans. And, of course, the clinical trials are still going on. The only problem I saw with that shot is it looked like it was going to be kind of expensive, and you still need to do it about a couple times a year. And it would only manage the type of blood pressure that your ACE inhibitors, ARBs, do. And some of us have other sorts of blood pressure issues that seem to be more related to either heart rate or stiffness of the arteries, or calcium channel blockers might do a better job at. And so, it's interesting, but it's still not available yet. So we're definitely going to kind of keep an eye on that, because that's pretty cool. I'd love to give you guys injections and not have to have you, you know, take daily prescriptions. We also talked about live anthrax being sent to Australia by mistake. That's a big duh. United States admits it may have accidentally sent live anthrax to research laboratories in Australia. Thus far, nobody has gotten hurt, though, okay, and nobody's gotten exposed. U.S. Deputy Defense Secretary Bob Work yesterday ordered a comprehensive review of laboratory procedures, I guess, at the Army's Dugway Proving Ground in Utah, which has been around and testing chemical weapons since World War II. Australia said, don't worry, it would not harm the relationship between the two countries. Australia is so nice. Yeah, you know, see, Australia's like, look, it's okay, mate. You know, let's just go to Outback. They're like, it's okay. You know, just have a Foster. Let's just drink some Foster. I can't do it. Very hard to do an Australian versus English accent. But anyway, don't worry. Australia will not go to war with the U.S. According to Miss Bishop, Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop said, we're assured by the U.S. military that there's no risk to the public health. We're taking part in the investigation, and I'm pleased it's underway. The CDC said suspect samples from Dugway had been sent to 18 labs in 9 states and a military base in South Korea. Later, the Pentagon said the Army may have sent live anthrax to a laboratory in Australia in 2008. All right, so the laboratory employs 20 people. They confirmed it received live spores last week. No employees got sick. There was no danger. 4 lab workers in Texas, Delaware, Wisconsin have been put on antibiotics as a precaution. And personnel at South Korea base have been put on preventative treatment as well. All right, so basically what we get out of that is we need a clue. We already talked about the headline where STDs are absolutely skyrocketing because of Tinder and Grindr. Casual sex is now the biggest thing. I don't like casual sex. I like very, what's the opposite of casual? Strict, stringent. I like that. I think having very strict regulations and protocols for the sex is probably the best way to go. Unfortunately, I can't tell you how many STDs I've, fix your radios. I've diagnosed and assessed and evaluated in patients that have come in this year, and it's very, very frustrating for me, and it's frustrating for them. And I'm like, are you using condoms? Well, off and on. A condom works when it's on. Condoms does not work when it's sitting there in your wallet. Okay, you got to use your condoms. They said HIV infections have gone up between 2013 and 2014 by 33%, according to the Rhode Island Department of Health. Gonorrhea went up 30%, and syphilis almost 80%. I believe that's just in Rhode Island. So, people are drinking, they're promiscuous. We see a lot more, they say, syphilis continued among gay, bisexual, and other men that have had sex with men at a faster rate. Syphilis doesn't get checked a lot, and I wish you guys would do that, all of us. When we go in for our STD checks, when you ask your doctor, don't just ask for HIV. Ask for syphilis, ask for gonorrhea, chlamydia, ask for hepatitis. Hepatitis B and C. I just usually run the hepatitis panel on people. And, okay, HIV, herpes. Don't forget herpes. So there should be 5 groupings of things done. Your hepatitis panel, your gonorrhea chlamydia panel, your syphilis panel, your HIV, and your herpes. Did I? Yeah, okay, good. I don't want to double say on any of them. Be careful out there, guys, you know, and girls, please. Whew. All right. Smokers. A lot of you guys smoke, and you come in, and you say, Dr. Dahlia, I'm supposed to have surgery, and I need clearance. And is this going to hurt? Now, no, my clearance doesn't really hurt. Like, no, not the clearance, you idiot. The surgery going to hurt. And I'm like, well, you know, the surgery shouldn't hurt because there's anesthesia. But the one thing that has kind of surfaced a lot in medical studies is if you're a smoker, you need more anesthesia and more painkillers. And so that little bitty 5-milligram Norco or Vicodin that you're given post-op may not do as well for you if you're a smoker. This is according to a new study where Turkish researchers looked at 90 women who underwent surgery to remove their uterus through an incision in the abdomen. Now, you know, we could remove uteruses a variety of ways. Vaginal hysterectomies are a big thing out here because then you don't have to have as much of an incision through the abdomen, etc. Less scarring. But then again, you know, if the doctors have seen my vagina, they'd probably be like, you know what, the abdominal scar is nothing compared to that. Anyway, we'll move on. So they had a total abdominal hysterectomy, and the smoking status was measured by levels of cotinine in the blood. Now, cotinine is a byproduct of nicotine. So when you guys are taking your, you know, your life insurance test, et cetera, and, you know, you're being screened if you smoke, like, wait a second, well, how do they know if it was smokeless? Well, there's cotinine, which is a byproduct of nicotine. Compared to patients who didn't smoke, those who smoked needed 33% more anesthesia throughout the operation. People exposed to secondhand smoke require 20% more anesthesia than non-smokers. So it's not like you're going to wake up in the middle of the surgery, but what you need to do is not lie to that anesthesiologist about you being a smoker. Okay? Because they're not going to test you. They're not going to do cotinine tests on you. They're going to come up while you're sitting there getting ready to post up, like, hi, I'm your anesthesiologist. You know, I'm going to be giving you a couple of medicines. You're going to go to sleep. And then we're going to wake you up. You may feel a little nauseous, but everything should be fine. Do you smoke? Oh, no. Smoking should not be on any of my medical records. No. That would be a good time to say, yes, I do, if you smoke. All right? And just for poops and giggles, if you smoke pot, tell them that, too. All right? A lot of you guys have been afraid to admit that you smoke pot because you were afraid of the illegalness or the, is that the proper word for it? I don't know why I can't speak today. I haven't had my carbohydrates. I'm on a low-carbohydrate diet and it's killing me. But the criminality of it, you've been hiding the fact that you smoke pot. Please don't. Please let us know. I mean, if I were to find something good about the legalization of marijuana, is my patients could then tell me what they're on without being freaked out, even though I tell my patients not to be freaked out about, you know, informing me of that. And then I could get a better idea of what could be going on. All right. So for painkillers, smokers needed 23% more medication than non-smokers to achieve the same results. People who were exposed to secondhand smoke required 18% more pain medication than non-smokers. So why the hell would this happen? Well, nicotine, they say, affects your metabolism of anesthetic drugs in the liver. Or they think nicotine may desensitize some of your nerve cells that sense pain. So now you're overly, overly quick to react. This was a study team led by Erdogan Özturk of the Department of Anesthesiology and Intensive Care at Besmialem Vakıf University in Istanbul, Turkey. So if you have an issue where you have something interfering with your metabolism of a medication, it could cause you to have higher levels of circulating the medication, or it could mean that you have the medication not broken down yet such that it could work. So when you smoke, obviously, it could interfere. You would think also there may be an issue of the oxygenation aspect of it. If you're getting less oxygenation, oxygen makes everybody feel good. So now you're less oxygenated, you're getting less oxygen to the healing areas, you heal less. So I would also say that would be an issue. I also think you get vasospasm. And vasospasm with your nicotine or with your smoking could prevent flow, could prevent materials and medicines getting to where they need to help you heal. So extremely, extremely important to do. All right, when we come back, we have a dental student that had nothing to do, so he decides to take out his own wisdom teeth. And loud noises may cause weight gain. What? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. By the way, we got a lot of kids in hospitals, and it's been very, very difficult for a lot of fundraising companies to raise money over the last few years with the recession. And from what we hear, we may be heading into another recession, as we've had weak economic numbers spring at us throughout this quote-unquote economy boost. And I've told you guys my my predictions for how the economy is going to get worse as we have more commercial real estate stay unleased, as more companies are noticing that people are buying electronically and through the internet, and less people are actually buying in stores. So there's a lot of concern. Minimum wage going up, and a lot of companies trying to automate certain jobs so they can have less employees. So we're going to be definitely seeing some issues over the next couple decades. And, you know, it kind of concerns me that we're seeing a lot of charities really get hit. I'm being called by multiple charities asking them to help them raise money. And I can't help a lot of charities out there, quote unquote, raise money. I started a Dr. Dahlia Foundation for Kids, and I put that on hold because, you know, the asking for donations right now has gotten so overwhelming, you know, for so many people right now, that people are looking for other ways to help that don't involve you know, donating money in chunks of cash. So we came up with a toy drive, Amy Turkanian, their Turkanian family and I, to kind of get kids, you know, toys in the hospitals that don't have their parents come to visit, that aren't feeling well, as Amy Turkanian's son, little Jerry, had a stroke, and thank God has been recovering. One of the one of his favorite toys was this big stuffed dog I gave him, and stuffed animals. They have to be new. They have to be clean, new. Sometimes they're some of the best toys you could give these little kids in hospitals. So we have extended our statewide campaign to national. And any of you in the respective states that listen to my show, if you want to organize a TARC toy drive or a toy drive for plush new toys for kids in hospitals, it's very, very easy to do. And it gives these kids giggles. And it's a lot easier to ask for new stuffed toys than asking for checks and cash. So it's a good thing to do, especially during the summer. Another thing I need to also urge is blood donation. Summertime, very slow time for blood donation. Dead of winter, slow time for blood donation. And the summer, they need blood because a lot of people in the winter didn't donate. And the blood can last a couple months, but we need, you know, constant replenishing of our blood supply. One thing I'm starting to organize in town with United Blood Services is a battle of the blood drives, where we're going to get a few companies who are going to battle it out and try to bring in the most blood they possibly could, and we'll give away prizes. So if you want to be considered for that, and you think you can help out, please let me know. And again, in any state, we are going to be sending up these battles. So please contact me at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. So loud noises may cause us to gain weight. Wait, what? No. All right. Apparently, they say if you want to lose weight, move away from the highway. A new study out of Sweden suggests that people who live around traffic noise, not radio noise, traffic noise, near busy roads and under flight paths, are more likely to be obese than their quieter, farm-centered, and more suburban cul-de-sac counterparts. They say road traffic noise was significantly related to waist circumference. All right? I guess this was, they said it was written by a Swedish, they talk about Ace of Base. Ace of Base was Swedish. Anyway, the theory that loud noises such as beltway traffic, trains, automobiles, planes, things like that, maybe what's happening is, I wonder if it's more of a pollution issue and not so much noise. You know, I understand that loud noise, like if I'm in a loud, like, bar or a loud, like, club, you know, I notice I sometimes get a little anxious with very, very loud noises. And with anxiety, I notice I want to eat. So that could be one theory. All right. You know, another theory is, you know, you just like to eat, and the people that really like to eat are also the type of people that like to, you know, be in cities. I don't know. It's kind of doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But it's a study that came out, and it's Swedish, so it's definitely cool. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, some of you guys may think this you know, kid is cool. A dentistry student from Denmark decided to pull out his own wisdom tooth and videotape it. Jesper Raltoft performed the extraction of his own upper left third molar via a mirror while sitting in a chair like a normal patient. He's 25 years old. He studies at the Aarhus School of Dentistry in Denmark. He removed the tooth because it was time to come out, and he thought it would be fun to do it himself. So he conducted the procedure on a quiet day at the dental practice when not too many patients had made appointments. I wish I had a day that was quiet. You know, because I would love to take a few things out of me in the office, like a hysterectomy, my gallbladder. I just never have a quiet day at the office, so unfortunately that can't happen for me. Anyway, he had done it a number of times. A patient was the first time he decided to pull his own tooth. So he opens his mouth. I hope he did put a needle. He did numb it up, etc. I told you guys I had done biopsies on myself. And it's actually pretty easy to do, all right? You know, especially I've gone into great detail of some of the types of biopsies I've done, needing mirrors, you know, ankle up, you know, behind my head, those kinds of types of biopsies. And I got to tell you, man, it's doable. You know, the only thing I haven't done is my own pap smear. But other than that, there's a lot of things you can do by yourself. Save money. Now, I don't know if he paid, right, the clinic for allowing him to do this there. My guess, no. But he pulled out his own tooth, tough guy, and he didn't have to go to the dentist. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. I would not recommend, though, you doing that. A lot of you guys do stuff on your own. I get asked that. Dolly, can I take my stitches out? Dolly, can I sew this up myself? I was watching, you know, one of the newer X-Men, the one with Michael Fassbender yesterday, and he was sewing the back of his skull. He cut himself on the back of his head. Or I think the beast guy hit his head and tried to drown him. And so he sewed himself up. And, oh, he's gorgeous. And, you know, sewing ourselves up, that's difficult. It's very easy to biopsy. But, you know, you need to approximate the skin edges. So I never tell anybody to do that. Many of you guys will grab super glue and you will glue together wounds. You know, taking that from an old World War II remedy, we now have very, very expensive multi-hundred-dollar packages of Dermabond that acts as a glue. It's steriler than super glue, and that's what I recommend, but still, it's very hard to glue yourself. I mean, I've tried to glue myself many times. You need to have an outside source approximating the edges, and then you got to make sure you don't stick to the body. You know, you start to super glue yourself, you could start to stick to the person's body, and you don't want to do that. So I definitely recommend having somebody else do that. Taking out your own suture, if you do it right, again, we don't recommend it because if you leave a little piece of suture, then it could sit there and fester, etc. You know, cleaning your teeth, you're supposed to be brushing your teeth, you're supposed to be dental flossing, but a good deep cleaning has to be done by a dentist, hygienist, etc. Removing an ingrown toenail, you all are doing it wrong. If you're not doing a digital block and doing a partial avulsion and matrixectomy of that nail that's ingrown is way deep towards the base of the toenail, not the tip. So run it by a doctor. Don't do anything on your own before you ask us first. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Marco Rubio was in town. He did his first presidential campaign visit to Nevada since he's declared that he is running for president. It was pretty cool. There was a press conference held at Rick Harrison Pawn Stars. And you all know I've been there multiple times, and I love the place. I felt like my old stomping ground. I walk in there. Ah, I love those guys, you know, all the security and the crew over there. So after I flirted my way to the back of the store, we got to see the press conference, and I got to be there and actually ask, you know, Marco Rubio a question. You know, I've never done that. I've never done political reporting before, so it's pretty cool. You know, usually a lot of the stuff I cover is obviously health, minutia, and a lot of times I just talk about myself. And, of course, in the question I talked about myself, why not, you know? I spoke Spanish to him, and then, you know, I asked him about his plan on health care. And, you know, he basically said what a lot of us have been feeling, where we need health insurance reform. We need to be able to come up with certain subsidies that will allow us to buy health insurance across state lines, try to make a more competitive market. And there's a lot of things that obviously need to be dealt with without going into too many specifics. So, I commend him for the lack of time that we had. You know, his answer was reasonable enough, okay? You know, as well as how we have to deal with Obamacare. So, it was interesting. The discussion came up of Yucca Mountain, and if we were going to close Yucca Mountain, that did not seem to be an option. But I would like to later this year, and I'm going to be having Marco Rubio on the show. I would like to start addressing with some of these presidential candidates, because I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we have Yucca Mountain here. And for a nuclear storage facility to be, to me, so close to home, kind of makes me a little nervous. And the subject of nuclear reprocessing can actually bring down the amount of nuclear material to minuscule levels compared to what it originally starts at. Now, I understand President Carter, and I believe Al Gore, and even Obama have kind of pushed back on looking at possibly reprocessing, so we don't have big, huge quantities. Still, there's radioactive material, etc., but at least it could bring down the need for such large storage spaces and maybe help us with the need of just putting it in one place on this country and kind of allowing, you know, not us to be, you know, the brunt of all the nuclear waste. So I know this was brought about and talked about before by Sue Loud and Danny Turkanian, Sharon Engel, etc. So people have been talking about nuclear reprocessing for a while. My father-in-law, Marv, is a really good man, very, very smart, knows a lot more about it than I would. But even he suggested, you know, look, if we're going to be, you know, looking at that subject again, you know, we really, you know, may want to consider that, especially since other countries do it. I understand it's costly, you know, but, you know, we're talking about, you know, my backyard. So I'm definitely going to be, you know, watching that and keeping you guys posted on any new advancements with that. But we definitely need to help our candidates and guide them on how we should approach what we do with our nuclear waste facilities. Why not? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I got to admit, I'm looking at these kids that were a part of this national spelling bee. And a lot of us don't like hearing about the spelling bee because we feel stupid. Well, I'm over it, okay? I know I'm dumb when it comes to spelling. That was the one thing I never did well on, spelling bees. I missed separate when I was in grade school. I spelled it S-E-P-E-R-A-T-E, separate. And it's like, separate. S-E-P-E-R-A-T-E. No, wrong. Wrong! What? Separate with an A. I'm like, no! So I never did well with that. There was another word I remember missing. I forget which words. Anyway, once you miss them, you never forget them. Well, apparently, we had Gokul Venkatashalam from Chesterfield, Missouri. Vanya Shiva Shankar from Alok, Kansas. And I guess they were head-to-head. Oh, Vanya correctly spelled the word. Oh, Lord of mercy. Lord of mercy. Sharon Schneit. And Gokul correctly spelled the word Nunatak. Oh, man, Nunatak is a hell of a lot easier than Sharon Schneit. I don't know what the hell they mean. I think they're made up words. And even though it was Gokul and Venya who each took home a gigantic trophy and $35,000 in prizes, they say there were a lot of great moments. All right. Apparently, let me see, SpongeBob SquarePants was a part of this. There was somebody spelled Bacchus. And when he asked, can you put in a sentence what Bacchus is? And the judge says, rumor has it that Drake's next mixtape contains a rap in which every verse begins and ends with a Bacchus. So the rapper thought that was pretty cool. I don't know if he knows what a Bacchus is. I don't. And then somebody misspelled Aquatark by one vowel. Poor kid. Let me see what else. Oh, this is a good one. Iridocyclitis, which is an inflammation of the eye. Okay? A 13-year-old, I guess, was able to do that one. He knows his ophthalmology. They have the hardest words in ophthalmology. And I guess, let me see. So, good job, guys. I feel dumb. They're young kids. They're like 14 and 13. They know how to spell. You know, so I decided to kind of look in the dictionary and see if I could just pick any word out of the dictionary and spell it. You know, the dictionary's changed. The dictionary now has words like emoji. They have words like clickbait. I guess clickbait, Tom, my engineer, said it's like you click on something because it makes you think there's going to be porn or something, and then you click on it, and then you get stuck in some loop or virus or something like that. It's called clickbait. Clickbait for me would be a Viggo Mortensen or Michael Fassbender picture. I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'd like to see more of him, you know, and how he feels about politics, and I click on that, and then, you know. WTF is now in the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. WTF, I know. Really? That's now a part of our basic vernacular? Well, I guess it is. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say millennials, those born in the 1980s and the 1990s, are the least religious generation of Americans in the last six decades, according to a new study. Researchers analyzed data from more than 11.2 million participants in four national surveys of U.S. teens aged 13 to 18, conducted between 66 and 2014. Investigators found that millennials are less likely to say religion is important to them. When I was growing up, religion was the only, I mean, that was like it. You know, I mean, you know, I identified myself with my religion, and then I identified myself as an American, and then I identified myself as a girl. And that's how I, you know, that's just how I looked at it. And then my name. Investigators found that millennials are less likely to say they're important. Let me see. Compared to the 1970s, twice as many current 12th graders and college students never go to religious services. 75% more high school seniors are saying religion is not important at all compared to the 1970s. Now, I think one thing that has to do with that is we have a new generation of you don't have to work for it. This new generation of I don't have to work for it. I don't have to go to the farm, milk the cow, and get my milk. Okay, we're just buying it at a convenience store. I don't have to wait for my food to be cooked. There's fast food. I don't have to wait for a phone call. I don't have to wait for a letter to come in the mail. There's email and texting. I don't even have to try and go through a great expression of words. I could just put an emoji in there. I don't have to go to the library and go through the whole Dewey Decimal System to try to find a book. I could just go online and Google. And so once you find that things come a little easy, religion, which takes a lot of work, you know, seems to be a turnoff for people. It's a real shame. Don't go away, guys. Oh, actually, yeah, you have a great rest of the day.
Take me down. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We
the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.